This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am reflecting on how Jesus teaches us to keep it moving. Recently, I talked about those who didn't believe in Jesus. He wasn't accepted in his own hometown, nor was he accepted even among his own brothers. And while his mother Mary knew his real identity and his purpose here on earth, his brothers didn't believe he was the Messiah until after his resurrection. And not only did they not believe in him, but they taunted him and they made fun of him. But one thing we see from Jesus is that he didn't sit around in hopes that they would change their minds. He kept things moving. And when we see the scriptures, we see that Jesus moved from town to town to town quite frequently to fulfill his purpose. In fact, in Luke 4, he is very clear about why he's here on earth. He says, "I have come to preach the good news to the poor and the afflicted." So he's here on assignment from God, and he won't let his naysayers slow him down or take him off task. And I can recall those days when someone would say something about me and it would nearly crush me. And I likely wouldn't give the person the satisfaction of knowing how much it hurt me, but it would still preoccupy me. And in those days, I would often call one girlfriend to the next to just say, "Can you believe what this person said?" Over the years, I don't talk about it as much, but it would still preoccupy me in a way. And Jesus teaches us, let go of that. Keep it moving. And so the next time we become stuck on what someone said about us, let us cling to these words to keep it moving. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Colossians 3:2. Share this Be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know you're on special assignment from God, so keep it moving.